I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The ceasefire continues between Hezbollah and Israel. Now it appears the Israeli blockades are ending. The humanitarian division of the Evangelical Free Church of America, Touch Global, is assisting thousands still displaced. Touch Global's Jim Snyder says unconditional love is providing opportunities for the gospel.
It's the one thing that penetrates any culture or any religion is the demonstration of compassion. And simply responding to their needs has opened up so many doors for lifelong relationships and being able to reach into, you know, areas that up until now have been impenetrable.
Next in the U.S., Tex Tippett of Sammy Tippett Ministries will be speaking at the Window in a Glass House Ministry Wives Conference next month. It's the brainchild of Shirley Walker, a pastor's wife in San Antonio, Texas. Walker says encouragement can go a long way for these women.
Many of the places where she sacrifices for the ministry, they go unnoticed, and where her husband can be verbally encouraged for his place of service, her place of service behind him and alongside of him does not always receive the same kind of encouragement.
And the life of a typical Japanese is wrapped up in rituals of Shinto and Buddhist religion. To change that is to reject the culture and heritage in many minds. The result is that the average church in Japan has 30 members. Back to the Bible's Japanese ministry, Be Japan, is working to teach and encourage isolated Japanese Christians who are hungry for God's Word. A recent workshop addressed the topics process towards discipleship and roadblocks to spiritual maturity. More seminars are planned. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's DVD, Made in the Middle East, is an award-winning film that will help you understand the Middle East a little bit better. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.